Book 24. A Grace Given in Sorrow. The funeral games were over. Men dispersed and turned their thoughts to supper in their quarters, then to the boon of slumber. But Achilles thought of his friend, and sleep that quiets all things would not take hold of him. He tossed and turned, remembering with pain Patroclus's courage, his buoyant heart. How in his company he fought out many a rough day full of danger, cutting through ranks in war and the bitter sea. With memory his eyes grew wet. He lay on his right side, then on his back, and then face downward. But at last he rose to wander distractedly along the line of surf. This for 11 nights. The first dawn, brightening sea and shore, became familiar to him, as at that hour he yoked his team, with Hector tied behind, to drag him out 3 times around Patroclus's tomb. By day he rested in his own hut, abandoning Hector's body to lie full length in dust, though Lord Apollo, pitying the man even in death, kept his flesh free of disfigurement. He wrapped him in his great shield's flap of gold to save him from laceration. But Achilles, in rage, visited indignity on Hector day after day, and, looking on, the blessed gods were moved. Day after day they urged the wayfinder to steal the body, a thought agreeable to all but Hera, Poseidon, and the gray-eyed one Athena. These opposed it and held out, since Ilion and Priam and his people had incurred their hatred first, the day Alexandrus made his mad choice and piqued 2 goddesses, visitors in his sheepfold. He praised a third who offered ruinous lust.